And so he says it in this way, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. He said, and it's kind of a blanket statement, but it's a beautiful verse. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? And we often quote it, and sometimes you'll find it written on little items as a reminder to us, especially during the Thanksgiving season, of how important it is that we are thankful people. The Bible teaches us that the closer we are to God, the more thankful we will be to God for His blessings. Now, one of the markers, I guess, one of the tests that you can apply to yourself to see actually how close you are to God is you can test your own thankful quotient, how thankful you are, and how often you express gratitude, and how really thankful you are to God for all of the blessings of life. Now, there is a misunderstanding with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. A lot of people say, well, I read that and they say, well, that's not a practical statement. You know, to give God thanks for everything. What if you have a flat tire on a Monday morning? What are you supposed to do? Jump out of your car and say, thank you, God, for giving me this flat tire on a Monday morning? And so a lot of people read that and they say, well, that's not a practical thing. That's not a real thing. You can't really do that. But notice what Paul wrote. And in the original language, it's even more emphatic what he wrote. Paul did not teach us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 to give thanks for everything in life. What he does teach us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is this. In everything in life, you can always find something for which you can give God thanks for. For instance, my mother, my dear sweet mother, yesterday was her birthday. Was it yesterday or the day before? I have a hard time keeping up with birthdays. My dear mother passed away with pancreatic cancer. And she was a wonderful Christian woman, just a very simple woman, a simple woman of faith. She loved Jesus. She exhibited her Christian faith to her children, me included, as we were growing up. Just a sweet and wonderful and kind and gracious Christian woman. Well, she died with pancreatic cancer. I never will forget when I got the news from my sister that my mom had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. I was on the road actually to Tifton, Georgia, on a hospital visit for the church I was pastoring at that time. I had a pager. This was back in the days when we had pagers. I didn't have a cell phone, I had a pager. And my sister's number came up, and I stopped and called on a payphone. This is back in the days of payphones. I stopped and called on a payphone. I called my sister. And she said, well, I got to tell you, I just brought Mama back from the doctor, and she has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I knew it wasn't good. You know, I knew that wasn't good. In fact, the doctor said to my mom probably would have a year to live with the pancreatic cancer that she was diagnosed with, and that turned out to be almost practically true, that my mom lived for about a year. Well, I can tell you, I never once thank God that my mama had cancer. In fact, I hated that cancer. And I prayed every day that God would take my mother's cancer away. And so, you know, when the Bible says 1 Thessalonians 5:18, people say, well, do you have to really give thanks to God for everything? Well, that's not what the verse says. It says, in everything, you can find something for which you can give God thanks for. I hated my mom's cancer. But you know, I did thank God for my mother's witness and faith as she went through that cancer experience. I was thankful to God for how my mother's faith grew. As the cancer was growing in her, her faith grew and it became stronger, and her trust in God became greater. And my mother began to be a great witness to her family through the cancer experience. And I don't thank God for my mother's cancer, but I do thank God that during that experience, her faith and her trust in God grew. I thank God that my mother had doctors and nurses who really cared for her and who tried to help her and who were very caring, not only to her, but to her family as well. I thank God in that experience. I never thank God for my mom's cancer, but I can thank God for my brothers and my sister and their families who loved my mother and cared for my mother in her time of need. And so 1 Thessalonians doesn't teach, don't misunderstand what Paul is saying. He's not saying that we are to give thanks for everything in life, because there's a lot of things in life that I'm just not thankful for. But it does teach this, that in every situation of life, even in the hard times and even in the difficult times of life, there are things for which we can give God thanks for. And so Paul says, even in the hard times of life, there are things for which you can give God thanks for. And so we are to take that to heart. We are to look for the things to be thankful for, even in the hard times of life. Having a thankful spirit, having a spirit of gratitude, is a characteristic of a true Christian. There are marks that God leaves in the life of a person who has true faith. There are things that are present in the life of a true Christian, and one of those things is this: a true Christian will have a thankful spirit, will have a spirit and an attitude of gratitude. Conversely, ingratitude, having an ungrateful spirit, is a characteristic of a person who's not a Christian. The closer you get to God, the more thankful you will be to God for His blessings. That's true. The spirit-filled Christian is a grateful Christian, a thankful Christian. Conversely, however, a spirit of ingratitude, not having a spirit of thankfulness, is a mark, is a characteristic of those who have never been saved. Here's what Romans 1:21 says. And, you know, Romans 1:21 is one of those many verses in the Bible that as you read through it, you just kind of read through it, you know. And you, if you don't stop and think about it, you'll miss a great deal of what is being taught in verses like this. In Romans 1:21, the Bible says that the unsaved do not know God, neither are they thankful. In other words, people without Christ, people who are unsaved, they don't know God, and neither are they thankful. The root of unbelief is pride. Prideful people are not thankful people. People who are full of pride, people who are controlled by pride, are not thankful people. Unsaved people do not acknowledge God as their God. They're too prideful to do that. And they do not give thanks to God for His blessings, because they don't see what they have, the good things in life, as coming from God. They take credit for those things themselves. And so the unsaved person will often be quick to blame God for all the bad stuff that happens in their life, and they will be slow to give thanks to God for the good things in their life. The unsaved person gives God no credit, no thanksgiving for their life, when in reality, every breath we take and every beat of our heart is a blessing that comes from God. Every moment of our life is a blessing that comes from God. On occasions, unsaved people may mumble something about being thankful to God, but they don't really mean it. And so the closer you are to God, the more grateful of an attitude you will have, the more thankful spirit you will have. Now, how often are Christians to give thanks to God? We're to give thanks to God. We are to be thankful people and grateful people. How often are we to do that? The Bible teaches us that we're to be thankful every day. And what are we to be thankful for? The Bible teaches us that we're to be thankful to God for all of the blessings of life. The blessings we can see and the blessings we can't see. Now, I'm kind of a list kind of guy. I've told you that. As I get older, the more I make lists. When Miss Ira sends me to town to the grocery store, I better have a list. Because I am liable to forget the bread and the milk and the butter and the eggs and all the essential things and come out with, you know, with potato chips and candy and you know, and all this other stuff instead of getting the essentials. I'm a list kind of guy. I make a list for a lot of things. You know, I have a list of things I need to accomplish today. I'm a list kind of guy. because that gives me a sense of accomplishment. If I can check something off the list, hey, I've done something. Well, I made a list of some of the things that I think it's very important for us to be thankful for every day. There are just some things that we ought to thank God every day for. The first one I put on that list is this. We're to thank God every day for our salvation. Amen. Not a single day should go by that we don't thank God for the salvation that He has provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Every day, we should take some time in that day and often during that day from our heart to say, thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you for doing what you did to make my salvation possible. I'm not worthy of the salvation you have given to me. I know the cost of the salvation that you have provided for me. It cost you your dear, only begotten Son, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world through the miracle of the virgin birth, who lived that perfect life, who died on the cross, that sacrificial death for me, who rose again. To save my soul, your Son had to come into the world to do what He did to make salvation possible. And today I just want to say thank you for saving me. Thank you for pursuing me. Left on my own, I never would have come to you. But you pursued me by your Spirit. You sought after me by your Spirit. You drew me by the Holy Spirit of God. You awakened my heart, my mind, and my life to the fact that I was lost. You awakened me and made me aware of what the gospel is and what the truth is of how what you did to make my salvation possible. Thank you for seeking me. Thank you for pursuing me. Thank you for opening my mind and my heart to what you have done to make my salvation possible. And when I call upon you, thank you for saving a wretch like me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, Paul says this, thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Now, the indescribable gift that Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians 9:15 is the gift of salvation that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so even in the trials of life, even in the difficulties of life, we're to thank God for the eternal salvation that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to live to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. In other words, to make a long story short, what Peter is saying is, even when you're going through hard times, you have a salvation for which you can be thankful for. So early in the day and often throughout the day, we are to thank God for our salvation. Second of all, I think it's very important for us to thank God for the security of our salvation. The God who saves us is the God who keeps us saved. We are saved by God's grace, and we are kept saved by God's grace. And there have been many times you and I have deserved to have our salvation snatched away from us because we have not been what God has saved us to be. And yet God is gracious and God is good. It is God who keeps our salvation, not us. Jude reminds us to give thanks to Him who is able to keep you from falling. It's God who's able to keep you from falling. You're not able to keep you from falling. I'm not able to keep me from falling. But it is God who is able to keep us from falling, to present you and I before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy. And so you and I, every day, early and often, we should thank God for our salvation and for the security of our salvation. You know, some people think the security of salvation, the eternal security of a believer, is a motivation to sin. and to try to take advantage of God's grace. You mean to tell me that once saved, always saved? That means I can go out and do anything I want to do and live any way I want to live and still go to heaven. No, that's not what it means at all, because if you have that attitude, you've never been saved. You've never been born again. For those who are truly saved, the security of our salvation is not a motivation to sin. It's a motivation to love God in a greater way. It's a motivation to holiness and purity in life. And so early and often we should thank God for the security of our salvation. Not just this coming Thursday on Thanksgiving Day, but every day. Don't you think these are things we should always be thankful to God for? Here's another thing. We should be thankful for God's protection and provision in our life. Every day we should thank God for His involvement in our life. You know, God is involved in our life in ways that we can't even begin to think or imagine. If you're a child of God, God is there. He is a very present help in times of trouble. More times than you and I can even begin to imagine, God has intervened in our life to help us, to heal us, to protect us, to watch over us. One of these days, we're going to understand fully when we stand in God's presence in heaven how God has been involved in our life to protect us and to provide for us. God has promised He'd never leave us or forsake us. Even in times of trouble, even when we cannot see how His hand is at work in our life, God is at work in our life, working all things together for good. He's at work in our life, giving us wisdom and strength and knowledge and the comfort that we need. God is the source of all of the blessings of our life. James 1:17, you know this verse. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Every breath we take, every beat of our heart, every moment of our life, all of the physical and material and spiritual blessings of our life, our food, our clothing, our shelter, our family, our home, our strength, our health, our abilities, our opportunities, the doors that He opens, the doors that He closes, all of these things are gifts that come from God. We should be always thankful to God for His protection and provisions. A lot of people want to give themselves credit for what they have. Well, I beg to differ. It's God who gives you the strength to do what you do. It's God who gives you the wisdom to be able to do what you do. It's God who has protected you and provided for you. It's God who gives you every breath you take and every beat of your heart. It would be much wiser to give God credit for His blessings and how He works in our life to protect us and provide for us. Another thing that I think we should be thankful to God for is for the good and special people in our life. You know, God puts special relationships in our life that bless our life. We should be thankful to God for our family, even for the rascals in our family. Anybody have rascals in their family? We should thank God even for the rascality of our family members. We should thank God for our family. I'm so grateful for the mom and dad that God gave me, the Christian mom and dad that God gave me, who loved me and cared for me, took care of me, drugged me to church when I didn't want to go, lived out the Christian life in front of me. I'm so grateful to have the mom and dad that I have. I'm so grateful for my wife. My life is nothing without my wife. I'm so glad she's home. You know, I got tired of Matthew cooking for me. He ain't a cook. But I'm so grateful for her love and her encouragement. She's always there for me. So grateful for my kids, and my grandchildren, for my church family. I'm grateful for my church family, my Christian friends. You're a part of my church family and the churches of which I have pastored and the Christian family that I have. I'm so grateful for my church family and for special friends and acquaintances that God has brought into my life. Every day we should be thankful for the good and special people in our life. We should even thank God for the heavenly sandpaper. You know what that is? That's those difficult people that God brings into our life, that God even uses those kind of folks to work good in our life. That heavenly sandpaper, He uses those difficult people to rub off the edges, the tough edges of our life. We should thank God for the opportunity that He gives us to minister to others. to serve others, to make a difference in their lives by sharing the good news and God's goodness and grace with others in Jesus' name. We should be thankful. We should thank God early and often for our salvation, for the security of our salvation, for the good and special people that God brings into our life, for His protection and provision that He brings into our life. Another thing I think we ought to be thankful for is the promises of God. Psalm 18:30 says that the promises of God are true. In other words, God always keeps His promises. He is the promise keeper. We should thank God every day for all those promises that He's already kept in our life, and for those promises that He will keep in our life. God makes a lot of promises in His Word to His people. I thank God for His promise to keep me, and to watch over me, and to care for me, and to protect me, and to provide for me, and to never leave me. I'm thankful for the promise of God that Jesus is coming again, and I believe He's going to fulfill that promise very soon. I thank God for the promise of heaven. I thank God for the promise of a reunion, a glad reunion with my loved ones in the Lord. I thank God for the promise that one day I'm going to see Him, and I'm going to be with Him and all of the saints of God in the place that He has prepared for His people. I'm thankful for God's blessings and for God's promises. You see, we have much to be thankful for. And so every day I think, and I try to practice this myself. Sometimes I don't do it as I ought to do. But I think early and often we ought to thank God for His salvation and His security, His protection, His provision, the good and special people that He brings into our life, for His promises, the promises He's already kept, and the promises that He will keep. We ought to be a thankful people and a grateful people for God's goodness and grace. Now, the Bible teaches us this. There are benefits to being thankful. There are great blessings and there are great benefits in giving thanks to God. It's not just that we ought to, as we should, give thanks to God, but there's blessings and benefits in being thankful. Number one, giving thanks is good for us. Listen to Psalm 92:1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Now, what does that mean? It means maintaining a thankful spirit. Maintaining a positive attitude of gratitude to God is good for us. It's good for us physically. It's good for us emotionally. It's good for us mentally. It's good for us spiritually. It's good in our relationships. It's good for us. It's good to have a thankful spirit. It's good to have an attitude of gratitude. It's good for us. It's good for you physically. Those who recover most quickly from illnesses are people who have a positive attitude about life. Attitude means a lot. It's good for us. It's good to be thankful. It's good to have a spirit of gratitude. Second of all, giving thanks honors God. Psalm 50:23 says that offering praise and thanksgiving to God honors Him and glorifies Him. You want to glorify God? Then give thanks to Him. Amen. For all of the good things of life. Give thanks to God. And you know, we in America are blessed. We shouldn't feel guilty about our blessings. This is where we live. God has blessed us. You take the average American, you put him in another society with what he has here, and we'd be among the elite and the rich in many countries and in many cultures and in many societies. God has blessed us so greatly. I don't feel guilty about the blessings of God. I'm thankful to God for all that he has blessed me with. And it honors God. It glorifies God to give him credit and to give him thanks for the blessings of God. Giving thanks, another blessing of giving thanks. Giving thanks keeps us from getting bogged down in the burdens and the problems of life. You know, you can get bogged down in stuff. You can get so caught up into stuff that it will put you in bondage. It will entangle you. And you can't go on with living. You can't live your life because you are so burdened and bogged down in the problems of life. And all you can see are the problems of life. Well, giving thanks will keep you from getting bogged down in all of that. Yeah, we have our burdens. We have our problems. And sometimes life is hard and sometimes it's unfair. But giving thanks to God lifts our eyes above those problems to the one who will see us through and the one who will give us victory. So don't let the hard times of life, don't let the problems of life bog you down to where you can't live. So many people are so bogged down in what's going on in their life that they can't live every day. They're in bondage to those problems. Well, lift your eyes above those problems and give thanks to God. Instead of focusing on what you don't have and the problems of life, focus on God and His goodness and His grace. Honor Him. Give Him credit. Praise Him. And He will see you through. Giving thanks strengthens our trust in God. Isaiah 12:2, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. Giving thanks will strengthen your trust in God. God has blessed me so greatly, and He will continue to bless me, and He will see me through to the very end. Another blessing of giving thanks is giving thanks to God and not allowing the adversities to defeat us and shake us from God makes us spiritually tough. It makes us spiritual warriors. You know, sometimes God allows adversity in our life to make us tough spiritually for the next thing that's going to happen. It's kind of like, I never went to boot camp, but it's kind of like going to boot camp, you know? Why do you have to go through boot camp? To strengthen you and to make it tough and to prepare you for what you're about to face. Well, sometimes God allows adversities in our life to make us tough, to work in our life, to prepare us for what's coming next, to make us stronger, spiritually tough. The toughest spiritual warriors are those who've gone through the hard times of life. And they have know that God saw them through those things, and He will see them through whatever is next. And sometimes God allows us to go through adversity to prepare us, not just for us, but to prepare us to be able to minister to others and to the needs of others. You don't know how God's working in your life. Sometimes we go through stuff and we say, oh, woe is me. Well, God may be working in your life, getting you ready for what's coming next, getting you ready to help somebody else. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says this, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. When stuff comes into your life, say, okay, God, all right, I'm in the classroom. I'm in the preparation time. Do your work in me. Do what needs to be done in me. Make me ready. Make me prepared for what might be coming next. And how I can use this adversity and you seeing me through to minister to other people. Another blessing of giving thanks is giving thanks chases away anxiety in life. And stress in life. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Giving thanks chases away anxiety and stress. Thank you, God. I don't like what's happening in my life right now. I don't know what's going on in my life right now. I don't understand what's going on in my life right now. What's going on in my life right now? It's hard, it's unfair, and it's unjust. But I want to thank you for being with me. I know you're going to see me through this. And I thank you for the blessings of life that I may not can see, but I know you're going to see me through. And I put my faith and trust in you. And I will rely upon you. Finally, the last benefit of giving thanks that we can note is this. Giving thanks brings victory in our life. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. For the Lord is your God. It is He who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. Here's what I know. I don't know a lot. In fact, there's a whole lot more I don't know than I do know. But here's what I know, the Lord will not allow, those who are faithful and thankful to Him to be conquered, overcome, or defeated. Amen. He will not allow that to happen. And so giving thanks to God brings victory in our life. Thankfulness is a mighty weapon that God will use to sustain us and to gain us victory. I was talking with a person one time, and yeah, I've had a lot of conversations in life. I need to write a book. Talking with somebody one time, and they said, well, preacher, I know we're supposed to give thanks. I don't feel like giving thanks. I don't feel like it. You don't know what I'm going through in life. And I just don't feel like giving thanks. Have you ever felt that way? I know I'm supposed to give thanks. I don't feel like it. And so here's what my response is. Probably wasn't the best way to respond, but here's my response is. I said, well, here's what you got to understand. Your feelings are the shallowest part of your personality. Your feelings are the shallowest part of who you are because your feelings are fickle. I mean, you know, you can feel one way now and eat a bowl of ice cream and feel a whole lot different almost immediately. Right? Your feelings are fickle. So why follow your feelings? If your feelings are the shallowest part of who you are, then why allow your feelings to control who you are? Instead of allowing your feelings to control you, allow your faith to control you. There are times when we have to force our feelings to follow what we know we should do. So when you don't feel like giving thanks to God, give it anyway. Your feelings will eventually catch up with where you need to be. And so when you don't feel like giving thanks, do it anyway. There are a lot of things we have to do that we don't feel like doing, right? Amen. And there may be times in life when you throw your hands up and say, I don't know what God is doing. I don't know what's happening. I don't know why I'm going through all of this. I don't know why I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. And you almost have that feeling you want to revolt against God. Well, don't revolt against God. Give Him thanks. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me saved. Thank you, Lord, for your protection and your provisions, your watch care in my life. Thank you, God, for the good people you put in my life. Thank you, Lord, for your promises and keeping your promises. Thank you, Lord, for this good day. Thank you for who you are. And even though I don't understand a lot of stuff that's happening in my life, I'm going to thank you today for your blessings. For the blessings I can see and the blessings that I can't see. And I'm going to thank you, and I'm going to hold on to you, and I'm going to be faithful, and I'm going to be true to you till the day I die. And then when I go into your presence, you're going to explain it all to me. And when you explain it all to me, I'll give you praise and honor and glory, because I know you will do always what is best for me. And so even when you don't feel like thanking God, thank Him anyway. Don't let your feelings control you. Let your faith control you. Your feelings will catch up eventually. Your feelings eventually will say, okay, if that's the direction we're going, I'm going to go with you then. And have faith. Ingratitude, an ungrateful spirit, is a characteristic of a person who's not a Christian. And if they are a Christian, they're backslidden. Because the closer you get to God, the more thankful you will be to God for His blessings, and the greater attitude of gratitude you will have. The Bible says that when a person comes to Christ, God puts a new song into their mouth. Amen. A hymn of praise. So one of the characteristics of being a Christian is God puts that new song in your mouth, a song of thanksgiving and praise to Him for His goodness. And that song will go something like this: thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so full and free. And so, yeah, you know, life is full of choices. You can choose to be thankful and grateful, or you can choose to have an attitude of ingratitude and unthankfulness. I choose to thank God for His goodness and grace. And I pray that's your choice too.